In the span of just 2 days, the state of New York went from stopping real estate agents from showing properties in person to allowing it, and then stopping it again due to the coronavirus outbreak. As WXXI's James Brown learned, some agents think the reversal is the right thing to do.
A spokesperson from the Empire State Development Agency, which oversees those regulations, says being an essential industry does not mean business as usual. Business can only be conducted if social distancing and other public health protocols are followed. That has led to some real estate agents showing off their properties virtually, which is legal. With the state switching its stances several times, Mark Seawick of Keller Williams Realty says he and about 200 agents in Greater Rochester signed a letter saying they'd rather not sell properties at all.
I respect however it is that my colleagues want to conduct real estate, but my clients, in consult with me and with my team, have opted to take all of our properties off of the market for sale.
Seawick says there are contingencies in the contracts of a lot of properties sold virtually that could allow buyers to back out before the sales are final. He also says that's a risk he doesn't want to take at a time when their focus should be elsewhere.
My clients feel as though this is a time for commerce to be set aside. This is a time for the community to come together. This is a time for people to be engaged in philanthropy and volunteerism.
Seawick expects an explosion of activity to follow the eventual lifting of social distancing policies, but he's concerned about the long-term effect of the coronavirus outbreak on the economy, saying that a steep downturn is likely. James Brown, WXXI News.